Warner Brothers KFWB presents your preview theater of the air. Introducing radio's newest romantic adventure series, The Adventures of Zorro. Welcome, friends, to your preview theater of the air, Warner Brothers KFWB's special series of programs designed to introduce to the airwaves radio's outstanding hits of the future. Warner Brothers KFWB is proud to set aside this period each week for your preview theater, when Hollywood's writers, directors, and producers are given an opportunity to introduce to the radio audience fresh and novel program innovations. Here, too, is an opportunity for you to preview and forecast the future star attractions of the radio world.
En garde, senor!
The mark of Zorro!
The Adventures of Zorro, the mysterious black masked rider who leaves his mark on all that is evil, the letter Z for Zorro, champion of the poor and the oppressed. California, early 18th century. It is fiesta time in Reina de los Angeles. But underneath the gaiety, there is a scene of anxiety and foreboding. Natives and wealthy landowners alike, and even the powerful mission priests, fear the unscrupulous politicians sent to rule them by the King of Spain. But now a new hope has arisen in the hearts of those oppressed people. A man who dares raise his sword against the governor and his men. A black masked rider known to the multitude only as Zorro. Zorro the Fox. None but the priest, Padre Felipe, knows that in reality Zorro is the wealthy, indolent caballero, Don Diego Vega. Don Diego, who at the moment is speaking words of love, in his own fashion, to the beautiful Senorita Lolita Peluso.
Senorita, it is not my desire to hurry you, but my father insists I find a wife before the year is out.
Your father, senor. Do you not wish it yourself?
It would be rather a bore, I expect. The ceremony and the wedding feast and all that sort of thing.
Senor, is that the way to woo a bride? What sort of a man are you?
Well, senorita, I admit my taste runs more to poetry or consorting with the muses. It suits me to leave the more manly art to fellows like this Zorro we hear so much about.
Zorro? Ah, there is a man.
A scoundrel who dares not even show his face.
You would do well to take a few lessons from Zorro, senor.
The
clash of swords, no doubt, in
no.
The plaza.
No, look. It is Captain Lamorne and the soldiers. And they have taken someone captive. There, in chains.
Well, perhaps they've already captured our fine Senor Zorro.
Then, into Dios. It is Padre Felipe.
Quiet them down, Sergeant Gonzalez. So we can begin.
Quiet, you sons of the devil! Quiet! I mean, quiet!
It's Sergeant Voices.
A mere mushroom brought smell.
Enough, Sergeant. A man is here to be punished for swindling an honest citizen.
Nothing, Padre!
Oh, heaven have mercy!
Sergeant Gonzalez, read the charge against Padre Felipe.
If Zorro knew of this, you would not dare.
Who said that? Let me catch anyone dealing with Zorro, and he shall swing from the highest pepper tree. Go on, Sergeant Gonzalez.
Si, Capitan. By the sworn testimony of bootmaker Raul Santos, Padre Felipe sold to said citizen Santos 1,000 hides which had not been properly cured. In fact, Raul Santos states the hides caused such a stench that his wife had to leave it at the end and refuse to look.
Silencio! Silencio! That would be enough, Sergeant. You deny this charge, Padre?
Were I a follower of a dishonest governor instead of a robed Franciscan monk, the hides would have been cured.
You speak reason.
Oh, I speak truth. You have taken our mission, land. And not content with that, you are now persecuted.
Say, that is the truth.
Silencio! Padre, I shall make you understand that because a man wears a robe, he cannot rob without punishment. You shall repay Raul Santos the price of the hide. And for the swindle, you shall receive across your back 15 lashes. Sergeant Gonzalez, say, take him to the whipping post.
See me, Capitan.
The good padre is led away, while one unspoken question hangs like a storm cloud over the plaza. Where is Zorro?
say you were here. Oh, Don Diego, you must stop him.
But I, Senorita, I am not Zorro.
No, Zorro. You have the courage of a mosquito.
Well, you do me a great injustice, Senorita. I dislike any kind of violence. But I am still an honorable man.
I would you were less honorable and more of a man. Adios, Senor.
I believe she's displeased with me.
Don Diego strolls leisurely toward the sound of the music. Then, making sure that no one sees him, he suddenly streaks to one of his many hideaways, emerges seconds later enveloped in a dark cloak, his face hidden by a stern black mask.
Come, Gitano, to the plaza. We must live up to our reputation with the senorita. Again, Sergeant Gonzalez. Harder. The padre must learn his lesson.
Oh, this is hard work.
Zorro! I knew it was
hard. Stop in the name of justice.
Zorro!
Yes, Zorro the Fox. Now, Capitano must ask you to release Padre Felipe.
Release him? Rather, we would take you to the post beside him.
Unfasten the Padre, Sergeant, or I'll...
No! No, please!
Unfasten him, then.
Si, senor. Si, anything you say.
Stay, Gonzalez.
Si. I mean... No. I mean...
Keep your distance, Comandante. One step closer, and I shall leave the mark of Zorro on your forehead.
You shall pay for this, senor.
Come, Padre. Mount. Here, follow me. Bless you, my son. Adios, for now, senores.
Oh, Gonzalez, after him.
Who, me?
Later that night, in the shadows outside the mission.
Padre, who is this, Zorro? I must know.
Oh, you must not ask me that, Lolita.
Padre, you must tell me.
But why, senor?
Padre, I do not know how to say this, but... When I saw him in the plaza today, when he saved you from the last of the so fearless, so brave, I knew then.
You are in love with Zorro, Lolita?
I think so. Oh, Padre, it would do no harm to tell me his name. Please.
Lolita, child, about Don Diego.
Yes, Padre, I know. It is with him I should work.
But there is something you do not know.
Yes, Padre.
The truth is...
No, Padre.
The truth is better unsaid.
Senor,
you should not have come back here, senor.
It is all right, Padre. But I have just heard from the senorita's own sweet lips is worth even the risk of a hangman's noose.
You shame me, senor. I spoke to both of you.
Capitan Ramon and the soldiers, they will surely come by the mission.
I know, Padre. But before I go, your hand, senorita.
No, there is no time. You must hurry, senor.
Oh. Then I shall be here to greet the Capitan when he comes.
No doubt they will cast me in a dungeon, and then I shall swing by the neck. From the pepper tree.
No, senor. They are coming.
Your hand, senorita.
Ah, that's better.
Now you must go. Go.
Adios.
Let the saints keep you. There he goes. Over the wall.
Whoa. Capitan, did you see that? The fellow jumped right over an 8-foot wall.
Do not stand there, you son of a mule. Go on with the other. After him.
Over the wall?
Through it if you have to. Hurry!
Capitan!
Oh, the beautiful senorita is in league with this scoundrel Zorro.
She has nothing to do with Zorro, Capitan Ramon.
The protection of mission walls makes you bold, eh, Padre? Have you forgotten today?
Please go inside, Padre. Have no fears about me.
If you wish it, my child. You know, of course, senorita, that the punishment for helping a highwayman escape is imprisonment, eh?
I do not know any highwayman.
You would stand here in the shadow of the house of God and deny that you were consorting with this Zorro?
You call him a highwayman, but he only wants to help the poor people.
That is for me to decide, senorita. In the name of the governor, I should place you and the padre under military arrest.
Senor.
The governor has long had his eye on this mission for his private hacienda. Now, if I could turn it over to him on his next visit,
you would not dare, senor. It would start a revolt among the people. Besides, it would kill Padre Felipe.
You are right, senorita. I myself would much rather turn over Senor Zorro to his excellency. In either case, of course, I would raise a fine increase in salary.
You mean, if Zorro were to give himself some, you would leave the padre alone?
Precisely. And I am sure you can make Senor Zorro see it our way. Adios, senorita.
Hola, patron. Some wine.
See, Sergeant Gonzalez, see? It is the devil's own night, senor. There is much talk in the pueblo that Senor Zorro is a protege.
Zorro, huh?
Si.
Well, you are safe from him while I am here. He knows better than to show himself a second time before a superior swordsman like myself.
Watch out, senor!
What the...
Did I startle you somewhat, senor?
Oh, the echo, that black cloak. I thought for a moment. the storm must be making me jumpy. You couldn't startle anybody.
Yes, it is true. I don't have much of a reputation for fighting. My taste runs more to words of wisdom than poetry.
Meal mush and goat's milk.
Perhaps. Get me a pot of honey, landlord.
Yes, senor.
sometimes I wonder, Don Diego, how you expect to sweep the senorita Lolita off her feet with your idleness.
Please, Sergeant, this is no place for discussing the senorita Lolita.
Perhaps, perhaps not. I only thought that since the senorita and the padre are in such great danger...
Lolita, in danger? What do you mean?
Aha! We have found something to get a rise out of you, caballero, at last.
Come, you fool, tell me. What has the capitan done with the senorita?
She is perfectly safe, caballero. Do not worry. Only...
Only what?
Well, it surprises me you do not know Don Diego. But tomorrow, when the governor arrives, Padre Felipe will be turned out of his mission and he and the senorita imprisoned. And, well, who knows? Unless that is...
Yes, yes, go on.
Don Diego, such impatience, I'm coming from you.
Why would I not be impatient? You know how much the mission means to the people of Reina de los Angeles.
Well, your Lolita and the precious Padre can save that mission.
Huh.
By persuading Senor Zorro to get himself caught by the time the governor arrives.
Oh, so the brave capitan expects a woman and an old man to do his work for him.
Well, perhaps you would go out and capture Zorro yourself, eh, senor?
Oh, no, not me. But if I were a man like you, I would try to outfox you, senor Fox. How would you do that? Very simply. But I cannot get mixed up in these things. Landlord, where is my honey?
Yes, senor.
Thank you.
Before you go, senor, what you said before, about outfoxing Senor Fox.
Well, if it were up to me to find Zorro,
see,
I would see to it that a black masked figure is caught in some evil act. Like, robbing the mission vault.
Oh, how in the name of the bendito Dios could you get Zorro to rob the mission without catching him first?
My friend, the bendito Dios did not favor you too much up here in the head. I would not expect Zorro himself to do this deed.
Huh?
But if someone were to dress in a black cloak and mask, he could readily be mistaken for Zorro, could he not?
Oh?
Masked figure were caught robbing the vault, and his mark were left behind. It would be assumed that he was Zorro.
But Don Diego, I am beginning to think that what you lack in spirit, you make up for in brains. I shall go to the capitan immediately.
Just a minute. I have always admired you, and I'd like to see you. Now, why let the capitan have this plan and get all the credit?
You mean we could do it ourselves?
Not we, Sergeant. You.
Who? Me?
You.
Oh, me.
See, you would no doubt get a promotion from the governor.
And about time, too.
I happen to know the senorita goes regularly to mass at daybreak. And since I am your friend and want to see you get ahead, I may even see to it myself that the vault is left open.
Would you really do that for me, Don Diego?
Who else but you, Sergeant?
Senorita, Senorita Lolita.
Senor Zorro, you should not have come here to my father's house. I must not see you anymore.
But why not, Senorita? Is it that the dashing Don Diego has finally captured your heart?
I could never love Don Diego.
The more is he to be pitied, then. Such a charming fellow. Handsome, too.
Senor Zorro, I need you.
Lolita, there is nothing in the world I wouldn't do for you. Preferably the impossible.
Then, Capitan Ramon wants me to make you give yourself up.
Has he not the courage to capture me himself?
You do not understand, senor. If you are not captured by tomorrow morning...
See.
governor will take the mission away from Padre Felipe, and he will be thrown into prison.
You are only concerned about the Padre, Senorita?
Oh, Senor, he is an old man. You know that it is.
Then by all means, Senorita, you must see that I am captured.
Oh, but Senor, I cannot.
But why? When our mission and the Padre's very life are almost at stake.
Senor, it is only the...
But you have never seen me without my mask. I may be ugly.
Still, I am.
Fully. Come here, Lolita. Okay, then. And now you must listen and do as I say.
What would you have me do?
Go to Capitan Ramon. The governor has arrived and is with him now. Tell them that at dawn tomorrow, Zorro will be at the mission and will give himself up.
You are asking me to betray you, Senor.
I am asking you to save the house of God for the people, Senorita, and to trust me.
To love is to trust.
Then do not fear. And remember, do as I say. Adios!
And so, with a heart full of foreboding, Lolita follows Zorro's instructions and goes to the governor, Capitan Ramon.
I have done as you wanted, Capitan. I have found out that Zorro will be at the mission to save us.
You are smart, Senorita. I see you want to do everything to help your governor. If what you say is true, I will keep my part of the bargain, and neither the Padre nor the mission will be molested.
And now, in a large room at the mission, as the gray dawn streaks the sky.
Oh, Padre. Padre, why should he have asked me to do this? There must be some other way. If anything happens to my child.
We must keep our faith in Zorro.
But Padre, if they catch him, it will be all my fault.
Have faith, Senorita. Don Diego.
Oh, yes. It surprises me as much as it does you to be abroad so early in the morning, Padre.
What do you want?
Well, the Capitan promised a rare treat. As you must know, they expect to capture Senor Zorro this morning.
To see the man who rescued the Padre captured. A rare treat, indeed.
But I don't understand, Senorita. It is rumored that it was you who forewarned the captain.
Don Diego. You see how upset the Senorita is.
Well, I... Ah, the Capitan, buenos dias. And Governor, Your Excellency, in the name of the Vega family, let me welcome you to La Reina de Los Angeles.
Gracias, Don Diego.
I trust, Capitan, that your soldiers are about in goodly numbers. It would be most unfortunate if Senor Zorro were to stumble on us in this room, and we should have to capture him ourselves.
Do not worry, Don Diego. You will not have to soil the frills of your cuff. There is a soldier behind every butcher on the mission.
A whole regiment to capture one man.
I am a perfectionist, Governor.
Well, still, I do hope there will be no shedding of blood. I am a peace-loving man. Am I not, Padre?
I think these banditos are yours, sir. Forgive me if I say that you are, my son.
I do hope you'll excuse me now.
I think, after all, I did get up.
But Don Diego. Let him go, Padre. Poor Don Diego. I fear it is useless to try to make a man of him.
Still, Capitan.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure that we have adequate protection here? If Zorro were already hidden inside the mission, there'd be nothing to prevent him from coming into this very room.
I took the precaution, Excellency, of having the entire mission searched before our arrival.
Good.
It would be absolutely impossible.
Senor Zorro. But it cannot be you.
Ah, but it is, Capitan.
Senor, I command you to surrender in the name of the king.
You have already declared me an outlaw, Excellency, and outlaws have no allegiance to his majesty.
Oh, I see your tongue is as bold as your manner, senor. Were I but a few years younger, I'd cross swords with you myself. However, since I'm an older man and cannot conquer you with the blade, I must resort to other means.
Meaning, Excellency?
Meaning that if you do not surrender yourself immediately. Well, Senorita and Padre Felipe, I place you under military arrest.
Oh, no. Please, Excellency. For me, I am not afraid, but the Padre...
Wait, Senorita. You are a ruthless man, Governor. And it appears I am powerless against you. I will therefore make a bargain.
The Capitan has promised you Zorro would be captured this morrow. And his promise shall be kept if you will leave Padre Felipe and the Senorita alone.
I am a man of my word, Senor. And now, your sword.
Gladly, Your Excellency. But first I have a score to settle with our good Capitan Ramon. On guard, Comandante.
Well, Javier, fight, Capitan. Fight for his majesty, the King of Spain. Fight, robber of defenseless priests. Come, Capitan, my father, I'll run this blade through you.
I will show you, you blackguard.
You will run the blade through me.
That's it, Capitan. You've got it cornered.
Don't kill him, Captain. I want that man. Watch out! The table! My door! Look, your daughter. Please.
Don't worry, my friend. I don't want your life. But I leave you with this.
Mark of Zorro.
And for the moment, amigos. Hasta la vista.
Don't let him get away. There he goes. Round that corner.
You there, soldier. Follow that man.
Oh, there he is.
Surrender in the name of...
Oh, you, Don Diego.
What? Were you looking for someone, Captain?
Which way did he go?
You mean, senores, you have let Zorro slip through your fingers again?
Oh, you must have seen him. He passed this way only a moment ago.
He did? Oh, by the saints, I must be more careful. Oh, but Capitan, what is that mark on your forehead?
Oh, just a scratch. You ran into a door.
A door with a better seal. Well, it seems you successfully bungled it again, Captain.
But, Excellency, it was not my fault. You yourself or the Senorita say Zorro would give himself up. It is no doubt another trick of those mission priests. They think they can get away with anything because they have the protection of the rogue.
Captain, we have caught him.
Zorro? Where? Where is he?
Down there. Here by the vault. We have him bound and gagged.
Good old Gonzalez. You see, Excellency, my soldiers know their business.
There is more than can be said of their Capitan. Come along, Don Diego. You need have no fears now.
So, Senor Zorro, you thought you could trick us again,
eh? But, Capitan, I am not...
Silencio! Apparently, it did not occur to you that I may have a few tricks up my sleeve.
Senor, oh, Senor Zorro, you should not have let me do this.
But listen, everybody, I am not the
Look at your brave Zorro now, Senorita.
Capitan, listen!
It seems Senor Zorro's voice is changing.
Mil mos en goat's milk.
Gonzalo! Bendito Dios, no!
Capitan, let me explain.
You will have plenty of explaining to do, Senor Zorro.
Let us see this famous Zorro face to face.
One moment, Excellency. Perhaps it would be best. That is, with the Senorita present. And, well, you know how Don Diego dislikes any kind of violence.
Oh, do not mind me, Captain. I find I have suddenly overcome all distaste for violence.
Unmask him, soldier.
Excellency, wait. This man, even though he is a scoundrel, he has tried to help our people. Perhaps we would allow him the dignity of being hanged with his mask on.
You seem to have had a very sudden change of heart, Captain. If you were not a trusting man that I am, I would begin to suspect some sort of trickery. By order of the governor, unmask the man at once.
Please, I can explain everything. Please, you tell them, Don Diego.
Me?
Against me, I've seen that face before.
No, Excellency. I mean, see.
No matter. It will probably come to me before they hang me.
No!
Excellency. About the hanging.
Oh.
Perhaps it would be better if maybe we could give Senor Zorro another chance. That is, if he should promise.
Have you lost your mind, Capitan? Enough of this nonsense. Take him to prison.
No, no.
One moment, Excellency. One moment, Your Excellency.
Stay on there.
Now that Zorro has finally been taken captive by our brave Capitan, I believe it would be wise to assure the people that their mission will not be taken away.
You doubt my word, Don Diego.
Oh, no, Excellency. I am thinking merely of letting the people know what a good and honest governor they have. Now think how much favor you would get if at this very moment you would issue a proclamation saying that the mission is safe and no harm will come to Padre Felipe.
Don Diego, my compliments to your intelligence. Capitan Ramon, have a proclamation drawn up and displayed in the plaza at once.
Si, Excellency.
And now we must go and prepare for the hanging. That face. Where could I have seen it?
And then, Padre, just as I thought it was all over for Senor Zorro, he opened his mouth to speak.
Yes, my child.
And what do you think he said?
I cannot hear, Senorita.
Meal musk and goat milk.
Oh, no.
Padre, you do not think they will hang him? I mean, sergeant.
Oh, good. The governor had an excellent memory for us. We can rely on it to save his life.
But, Padre, then you say, he will revoke the proclamation. The mission.
Do not be able to do it. For a time at least, we are safe. Not able to do that.
You mean the governor will not hang him?
By the time they find out about the proclamation, everyone would have read the governor's proclamation. A copy is already out there to the king. Would not dare go openly to go back on his word.
Padre.
Yes, Lolita?
What do you suppose happened to Zorro?
Well, now I...
Oh, Padre, you do know. Tell me quickly.
Lolita, I have a strange suspicion that Senor Zorro would rather tell you himself.
You are right, as always, Padre Felipe.
Senor Zorro, you have been here all the time.
Si, Senorita. Does that displease you?
I still don't understand about Sergeant Gonzalez. You...
That is not for a pretty head like yours to worry about. Better it should rest. Here are my shoulders.
Senor.
You must not forget, Senor, that the danger is not over. Once they find out about their Don Gonzalez...
Si, Padre. I will go. Only when my work is finished. When everyone can enjoy the fruits of this great new land. Only then will Zorro lay down his sword or take off his mask. Until that time. Adios, senorita. Adios, padre.
You have just heard the first of The Adventures of Zorro, another preview theater presentation. Based on the character created by Johnston McCulley, The Adventures of Zorro is a Mitchell Gerst production, directed by Robert M. Light and written by Maria Little, with High Aberback featured in the role of Zorro. Music was under the direction of Dion Romandi and written by Dwight Degnan. Original theme for Zorro, written by Irving Gerst. Now, this is Gil Warren inviting you to join us next week at the same time when Warner Brothers KFWB will present Otto Kruger in The 13th Juror on your preview theater of the air.
Stand by for the music box.